Good morning. Oh, go ahead, Ruben. Good morning. Welcome to the Kendall County Board's adjourned September meeting for Tuesday, January 21st at 9 a.m. Will you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? Where'd it go? I've got one here. Dan moved it on me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'd like to invite Jordan Gash forward from Restored Church. He's going to give our invocation.
Thank you. Honor to be with you. I'm going to pray according to my Christian faith. Father God, we thank you so much for this day, and we acknowledge you as our Creator, as the King Most High. We thank you for this opportunity to serve you and to serve others in our community. And Lord, we also give you thanks for the history in this room and all who've served and gone before us. We thank you for this opportunity that we have now in this generation to serve you, to serve our community. So we pray your blessing upon our leaders and every agency that's represented here. Give them courage, give them wisdom, help them to make right decisions. And we pray for our community, Lord, for Kendall County. May your blessing, may your grace abound this year. It's in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ I pray. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for what you do in the community as well. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Backman?
He will not be here.
Mr. DeBolt?
Here.
Ms. Flowers?
She will not be here.
Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson?
He will not be here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley? She's not here. Mr. Wormley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum present, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So move.
Second.
Dan and Ruben, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Motion carries. We have an agenda. Next up is a special recognition. I'm really excited about this. I guess when I got the spot of chairman, the first thing I wanted to work on was celebrating the people that work for us, for our citizens, for our other employees. This employee of the year is long overdue to start recognizing the people that help all of us and then help the citizens. So with that, I'm going to let Brian DeBolt read the proclamation, and then you will know who we're honoring today. So turn your mic on.
Yes, sir. Today we're here, a resolution honoring Employee of the Year, John Lasing. How you doing, John? Whereas the Kendall County Board recognizes the values of outstanding contributions of Kendall County employees and acknowledges their dedication to public service, and whereas the Kendall County Employee of the Year Award honors those who exemplify excellence through attributes such as collaboration and teamwork, innovation and creativity, exceptional quality of work, and courteous, helpful service, and whereas John Lasik has proudly served Kendall County and his residents as a facilities management maintenance one technician from May 20th, 2019 through the present, and whereas John Lasik displays exceptional initiatives and innovation by devising new and improved equipment, work methods, and procedures at the Kendall County Public Safety Center, resulting in substantial savings in manpower, time, space, and materials, as well as improvements to the safety and health of Kendall County employees and the inmates housed in the Kendall County Public Safety Center. And whereas John Lasik consistently displays a positive attitude and a strong willingness to go above and beyond to support his fellow employees, further highlighting his exceptional commitment to public service. And now, whereas, be it resolved that the Kendall County Board recognizes and honors John Lasik as Kendall County Employee of the Year for 2024 and expresses gratitude for his tireless dedication to the betterment of Kendall County, and that his name be engraved on the Kendall County Employee of the Year perpetual plaque. So it's going to be there a long time, John. And be it further resolved that this resolution be publicly announced and celebrated, and a copy of this resolution presented to John Lasek, suitable for framing. This has been approved by the Kendall County Board, Kendall County. And then also for your service in the military, that you did before coming to work for us. And I think from your years in the military, some of that has profounded into your services with us, and it's been very good. So thank you, sir.
Can I get a motion on that?
I'll make the motion.
Ruben, thank you. And Mr. Gangler, we'll vote on that after we get done celebrating you a little bit. So this process has been handed off to the HR department. I did that with the intent of getting nominations from all over the county and letting them work on it and put a committee together to really make sure we exemplify the best person. We had 12 nominations. John received 3 himself. So very clear the support you have from coworkers and what they appreciate from what you do. But Ruben, you want to give a little details on how the process worked?
Sure.
And then get people up here to talk.
Well, first of all, congratulations, John. When I started reading about you, I go, this guy needs to be my best friend. First of all, Director Johnson and her team, unbelievable work. And for the process, we started this back in November. The process was very, very, very intense and a lot of hard decisions to make. And then once we came down to the finals, you were there, and it was quite honorable. And I just got a question for you. Your teammates, are they bringing you coffee every morning now, or?
They will.
But before I say anything, I would like to read some things that some of your colleagues had said about you and people that you helped, okay? Says, John demonstrates unusual initiative and skill in devising new improvement equipment, work methods, procedures, inventions resulting in substantial savings and expense such as manpower, time, space, material, and improved safety, health of the workforce, improves the morale within employees within the corrections division, sheriff's office, resulting in improvement of work performance and East Spirit D Corps. John often stops in on nights, weekends, to make sure operations are running smoothly, especially during poor weather conditions, to ensure the safety and security of this facility and all its staff. John is a dedicated employee that helps keep Kendall County facilities in top condition through his quick response and maintenance issues, urgent repairs, his consistent reliability and proactive approach. He tackles problems heads on and doesn't give up on it until things are rectified. When trying to identify keys, we're often left in the office by previous occupants. John helped to identify the keys. He noticed that none of the keys worked on the employees' entrance doors. He replaced the lock in that door with one that he had a key for without even prompt to do so. Corrections divisions had a piece of inmates' workout equipment that had parts that were worn out. Quickly, John inspected the equipment and spoke directly with the vendor about the worn parts and was able to replace the parts at no cost for Kendall County. The Corrections Division began a program where all work release inmates were required to wear a GPS ankle monitor. This required a charging station to be installed in the dorms where the work release inmates were housed. John was able to come up with a solution and install a secure charge station in the dorm and allows inmates to charge their monitors. He even found a detention grade bench that was not being used in other areas of the jail and installed the dorm so that the inmates could sit while the ankle monitor was charged. John always speaks to inmates in a respectful manner. This is important to security staff as his calm demeanor and ability to listen to others' concerns and address their problems helps the sheriff maintain their calm environment. John Lasek sets a high standard for Kendall County employees. His positive approach and willingness to go the extra mile daily and assist the fellow inmates invaluable to assess the Kendall County. John often purchases snacks for the correction staff on his own and stocks the shelves in the break room for them. One of the nominators shared time with when she had a flat tire, and she had mentioned something to John in passing about it. John approached her later in the day to tell her that he had an air compressor and filled her tires and that she could get home safely. The nominator said that she was so touched by his kindness, and this is not the only employee that John has helped. John, I can tell you have a heart, you have a serving heart, and no matter who's in your circle, that you're there to help them. And this is a gift, that something that cannot be taught. One thing I heard about you too as well, that whenever there's funerals, whenever somebody's sick, you show up at the funeral, you show up at the hospital to visit them. I tell you, this day makes, Chairman Kellogg, thank you so much for coming up with this, because it's this kind of thing that can make our county and our employees just get better and better. So thank you for all that you've done, and congratulations on this nomination.
I know there's others that want to speak. Under Sheriff Richardson is here. Other coworkers and department heads that I know want to say something. I'm not going to make you stand up in front while they talk about you, but you're hiding over there in the corner a little bit.
Yeah, you could come and stand up here with, stand up here. I like that.
Yeah, come
idea.
On up.
Come on up. My gosh. You want me to pull up a chair for you, John? You can just sit and watch everybody. Yeah, that's good. Oh, that's good. Right there, bro.
Amen. That's fine. That's good.
Amen. And then you look outside, if there's something on the sidewalk, you know, bad weather, snow, ice, he's out there working, and it doesn't matter how long it takes to get the job done, off hours, weekends, just your testament for a great person. His family, obviously, here is supportive. Military background, just his pride and love for the United States is unbelievable, and everything he does, he shows that, you know, so he truly is.
Thank you. I see a Dan.
I like the roast idea, though. So I'll put a little note here. So John's got a few nicknames, right? So LJ, or Little John, right? His initials backwards. I like Johnny Boy. The boys call him Gold Star Johnny. Something he doesn't know, but super nice, respected, positive human being, tremendous asset to the county. Marine for 6 years has been mentioned. Absolutely love his stories about how he came over on the boat when he was 12 years old, almost 2 week odyssey, or over 2 week odyssey, I believe. Right?
5 years old.
5 years old. My son, there's a great picture of him with the family. One thing I want to make sure he, as much as he loves the county, I want you to introduce your family real quick for everybody here, because you like the family. Sheriff's Office. We have, it's the only 24/7 365 facility that we have. We got the KenComs there, EMAs there, the EOCs inside the building, right? Records. He's got to deal with Road Patrol, which has multiple shifts, right? It's always Johnny's figuring out how the weather's going with the shifts. Detectives, evidence, the impound lot, booking, corrections in the jail. That's right. He is, takes care of the jail for us, right? So I do not have the pleasure of hiring Johnny. He was here when I started. First thing he told me, though, is that he wanted to stay and work at the jail. I was like, fantastic. This is it. So for the past 25 years, I mean, really, for the past 25 years, a new guy always starts at jail. We started a new guy a couple weeks ago, and that would have been costly. Guy at the jail, right? So Johnny loves the action. He's got the right people skills as well. The logistics to get work done at the public safety center is very tough. Again, we're dealing with trying to get in the kitchen early or staying late, and John's all over that. He's our closest employee, so we meet him a lot. He lives in Kendall County. He lives in Yorkville. Just can't say enough about how he makes himself available, as you heard Debbie say here. A couple quick little anecdotes about John. He's countless flag raisings. He's a guy who goes and raises a flag for us on the weekend and takes them down. Been doing that. He's a holiday decorations, Mr. Holiday. He's always decorating for everybody at the Public Safety Center. I didn't get to see his house back in the heyday, but I see pictures of when he went really off on that. So literally rides his bike to work. That's how available he is. Just a couple quick other things. He is the biggest buyer of bulk I've ever met. Convinced that Costco's coming to town. Just that he is the number one reason economic development takes care of Johnny. Then absolutely never met anybody who likes baking more and is always willing to share it. So,
any other? Yeah, Levi, come on up. Oh.
Finally, quick. John is one of the first people I really came to know well when I came to work here in 2020. You know, being down there at a low level, just down the hallway from him. Plus, we come down to grab tools out of his office. He's not there. Also, not ever have John's been a great deal of help to me for a lot of things. Keep the EOC going, keep the side.
Luke, you coming up?
Luke's had a full day already. Self-sustaining, but I'd say that it's Johnny sustaining because he keeps us off of it and keeps us out of that building quite a bit.
John, I just want to thank you personally and as a board member for what you're doing, and the things that people are saying about you today ring so true. It really helps us as board members and some of the electeds in here to have a name and a face with all these things that have happened. You know, lots of times Dan comes to us and talks about an employee, and we're not needing to know the name or what's going on. But I do remember that as we were doing the shifts with different people within the facilities group, that he said, you know, normally somebody comes in and their baptism is fire going to the public safety center, and we're hiring somebody new, but, you know, my guy in there loves it. He loves the people in there. He loves what he's doing and doesn't want to leave for any reason. So, you know, it brings your name and face to the front for us for those discussions where, you know, Dan's talking about you and those great things that he sees and everybody who's talked to you today. So I appreciate it, and I know all the board does. So thank you. Could I get a...
Or he's probably wants to say something.
Yeah, you want to say something? Or family?
John,
I'm sorry.
John, come up, please. Please. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have a motion on the floor for the resolution. Could I get a all in favor signify by saying aye?
Aye.
Opposed? You better not. congratulations. We're going to have a chance to get a picture up in front. Family, anybody wants a picture with you? There's some donuts and refreshments in the back, light refreshments. So if people want to grab those and socialize and shake your hand, I know I want to. So we'll take a quick recess. 9:38 a.m. We left off. Next item on the agenda is number 8, public comment. If you have a comment for the board, you'll have 5 minutes if you come forward and state your name. Seeing none, can I get a motion on the consent agenda? All right, Rodriguez and Wormley, roll call, please.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Motion carries. No new business under elected officials and department reports. Under Sheriff Bobby Richardson is here today. Well, thank you, and of course, thank all your deputies on patrol today with the cold weather and all they're doing, so.
Absolutely.
Thank you. County Clerk and Recorder.
My revenue report is in your packet. We have started early voting for the February 25th consolidated primary. This is a primary election for the Republicans, for the candidates, Village of Oswego trustee, and independent candidates for the City of Aurora mayor.
All right, any questions? Thank you. Treasurer is not here today. They're in the process of moving locations, so she is quite busy. Clerk of the Court, Matt Prochaska, how are you? Thank you.
A 13-page report, but it does include every single dollar that comes in and tracks every dollar that comes out of my office. One thing I want to at least just kind of call your attention is on page 3. One of the functions of my office that people often forget is that we do track child support payments. And so this past year, we were responsible for over $13.4 million in child support. Does anyone have any questions?
Thank you. State's Attorney's Office, I see Mr. Weiss is here.
Case violence and I'll find them in one. So the numbers are about the same when we look at our totals. We've got
No, we're good. Run. Thank you. Coroner, I know Jackie had training and Levi had to step out, so Health Department, Rayanne is busy onboarding some employees today and unable to make it. Supervisor of Assessments, Mr. Nicoletti.
So we've sent out final decisions for review we mailed out last week, so we're reviews all done for the year. We are in the process of balancing our reports so that we can then send it down to Debbie's office. Got the CPI of the other day, it's 2.9% for this year, for 25 to 26.
All right, any questions?
Comparatively to last year, that's pretty similar.
Yes, 3.1. It was close. Yeah, it wasn't 8 or 9. Thank goodness. Yes. All right. Any other questions? Thank you. Regional Office of Education. We have Megan Martin and Chris Mahochko here. So. Yeah, go ahead.
Chris, thanks a lot. Thanks for everything you've done over the years, too. How long have you been the SOUP Regional Office of Superintendent?
I've been with the ROA since 2007, and I was with Kansas Consumer in 2013.
Wow. Time flies. So for e-learning days, do school districts have to come through your office to get approved to have those?
Yeah, they have to have it. It's a 3-year cycle under e-learning plans, and this actually was most of the years that we had to be ready to go again. So it was about 3 years ago or so when they first started. Mm. Some districts choose not to do it. So I know Full City is in today, in person, but they therefore chose not to do the program. So if it became a snow day, it would just have to be a snow day. Yorkville actually scheduled a teacher institute today at the beginning of the year anyway, so they, I don't know how Dr. Zetter could work that one out, but he kind of went pretty well.
Brian.
Hey Chris, I just want to say thank you for what you've done for schools in your tenure working here in the county, and I think you've done a great job. I've been in the school business for over 37 years, and you did a remarkable job with all the construction and growth that took place in Kendall County.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
About 74 buildings. We inspect yearly, and I think in to back to Mr. Gingler's point, I think in about 2010 or so, we had 27 building permits out with additions or new buildings. So mostly in Oswego and Yorkville, obviously, and Plano put a big addition on
right.
The school, some lot of remodeling. So yeah, I remember the day when we did Circle Center when you were at Yorkville. Circle Center was. Needed to be gutted in the summer, and the electrical needed to be all done because back in the day, you know, you needed an outlet. You just call a buddy or a farmer, and they came in and
put it up.
Tapped into some wires that probably didn't need to be done. So there was a lot of repair to be done. It's good. These buildings in these two areas, I serve on a lot of grants. I go over, travel the state quite a bit, and I'm very proud of our buildings. We have some significantly nice buildings.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I just, no, get stay. Don't walk away. people always ask me, you know, why do you do what you do? What do you enjoy the most about your, especially the chairman position and those things? And I always tell them that it's the people that I get to meet, the people I get to work with, that just care about what they're doing. I always get emotional. I don't know why. But with that has become friendships. And first, I want to thank you for your professional, all the things you do for the kids and everything you're out there doing. Nobody understands the scope of your job. Nobody understands building inspections, bus testing, fire testing, Premier Academy. The public doesn't know what you do. So probably the most thankless elected office that I know of. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for being a good friend. So thank you. Yeah.
Before Dan respond to that, Premier Academy is an alternative school. And really, the kids that go to alternative schools, I don't know, maybe you can tell me differently, but I would say 60% of them get a bad rap. Because most of the time, those kids are actually running the show at home. They're taking care of their siblings. They're working full time. And school, while they want to do it, it's not their emergency priority. And so that's why Premier is there. And a lot of those kids, a lot of stories that you'll hear from those kids at Premier is got their job. And we're glad to offer that. Megan has done a fantastic job of leading that. She'll do a fantastic job of leading the RRB. And I love Premier Academy. I love what it does. And those people, those teachers, really have a heart and passion. And we can't compete salary-wise with districts, but they do it every day, and they show up every day. Pretty cool to hear success stories.
Yeah, Dan?
As Mr. Chairman said, a lot of these positions, the public and general people have no idea what you do, but I keep on hearing you inspected all these buildings and you had many opportunities to cherish with Mr. DeBold as he was in his career with the buildings. But again, the public doesn't know exactly what you do, and I can tell you, your alternative schools, I've told you several times, I know several families here in the county that their kids went there, and their kids are very successful today, and they didn't go there because necessarily they were bad kids. It was exactly what you just said. They just had some issues, and they ended up going through. But my personal thing with Chris is I feel he became a good friend, because when I joined the board, it was a lot tougher in those days, believe it or not. And some of you remember, or Liz isn't here, but Debbie does. And I was thrown on this thing called the Workforce Development Board. And my first meeting, I went to it. There's 40-some people on this board. And I go to this room, and I'm sitting there, and I'm a nothing burger in a room of 40 people. And so Chris and I hook up that next week or something. We're talking either the phone or in person, and I says, what is this board? I says, how do you guys get anything done with 40 people? And I don't think you were on the board at the time when I joined. I think you were just on the board, but not on the executive board. And Chris told me, he says, you gotta join some committees to learn, because there's people that have been on that board for 6, 8, 10 years. And I can tell you, Megan, the first thing I told you was join a committee. And you really learn the workings. But not only did he do this, what all you guys are saying with the buildings, he was sat on many different boards, but the workforce development, and between, you know, him and us, we've helped hundreds of kids with their college, and it's very rewarding. It's one of the most rewarding things I get out of this board, and especially when you know local kids that went through the program. And I've worked with Chris on this board, and now I'm on the executive. I took your position. And you taught me going forward, but the best advice was to join a committee, because you're on a board of 40 people, you just don't learn it, and you get down on a committee, you really learn. But Chris is the one that started me on that, and I thank you very much for that, and I will always remember that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck on your executive board. Workforce development for instance, it's incredible. Again, it gives kids opportunities. You know, really, when it comes down to it, about career and talk about workforce development board. It's really kids that find themselves in the generational. You're really trying to break the generational cycle of either poverty or not getting to college or not even getting a high school diploma. And that is really, really tough to do. I have two adopted kids of my own, and it's a struggle to break that generational cycle. program does, that's what Premier does, and you just hope the kids take advantage of it. And along the way, you know, you keep telling them that they have to do this stuff, and hopefully they eventually will listen. And again, it's breaking the generational cycle. We give you really difficult. It's been a struggle with schools since the beginning of time, but it will continue to be a struggle, but there are a lot of people doing some work, so appreciate it. Thanks. Good luck on that.
Yeah, I'll make mine quick. In 2021, Mr. Gengler here introduced me to you, Chris, and I didn't know at the time that you were going to become such a close friend, bro. And I just want to say thank you so much for all the work you've done for our community. I know that you just really helped a lot of young people even to get teachers' jobs and things. I a lot of things that people don't even know that you've done. And, you know, it's stuff that I'm sure there's hundreds of people that said that you've changed their lives and you're with your hard work. But you'll be missed. And I know Megan's going to do a great job. And I know you're going to be a friend forever, bro. And so thank you. And you could be missed. Cool.
Thanks for all the work, you guys. I appreciate your friendships as well. It's been really cool. It's been an honor. 26 more
days
left.
So mic drop. Public comment, you can talk all for 5 minutes.
I do not plan on doing any public comment or any employees or anything. But thanks again for your support, your friendships, everything.
Chris.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you, Chris. EMA, Roger.
Folks. course, you all know, and I've said this several times, that our big rules come up. March 4th is our free exercise, and April 8th is exercise in health. We're going to be sending out the ask letter for participants later today. Health's the Frozen Prairie, which is certainly an appropriate name. Communications exercise is Friday the 7th and the 8th. I'm not sure where our participation is going to be. Some of the Elite's guys have retired, so we're not getting those communications in the state right now. But we'll try to find out what it is that we can do to participate in Frozen Prairie. And that's probably all I have. Our report's in your agenda. Any questions?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Public Defender, the report is in your packet, and Veterans Assistance Commission, they're unable to be here today. If you have any questions, please reach out to Tim Stubinger. Standing committee reports, Seth, Planning, Building, Zoning.
Yes, we don't have things like this very often, but I asked to put this on the agenda so that we could just explain it a little bit, rather than approve it in the consent agenda, in case there was any questions, but it's really not anything too complicated. Occasionally, we'll go through, planning, building, and zoning will go through our different ordinances and update them based on changes, development, growth. With the update to the future land use map coming up, this is certainly kind of in conjunction with that, try to, you know, utilize land in an opportune way. So, Petition 24-34 is a request from Kendall County Regional Planning Commission for text amendments to Section 36-247-7A of the Kendall County Code by reducing the setbacks from pipelines to occupied principal structures.
Can I get a motion on that?
Yeah.
Second, Rodriguez and Kopel.
I got a motion and a second. Just a little background on this. They actually are planning, building, Regional Plan Commission, and I think it was started at Regional Plan Commission, but Larry Nelson actually always did a really good job of, you know, kind of somehow he had a way of keeping track of some of these ordinances and where they were at. The ordinance, as it states currently, is 500 feet from the center of the pipe on each, so that would be 1,000-foot area that you wouldn't be able to build on in zoning that followed the ordinances like this. The reason I say it that way is if you are on an A1 exempt zone piece of property, the ordinance wouldn't be in effect anyway because you're exempt for building structures in agricultural zone properties. So as Kendall County continues to grow and you use that land in different ways, 1,000-foot barrier is pretty excessive. And we're the only community around that has an ordinance anywhere close to this. The federal regulation is 25 feet. FERC is the federal organization that oversees this type of regulation. That stands for the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Our current ordinance is 500 feet. So after going through Zoning Board of Appeals and all of the other committees, and it had the chance to have quite a bit of discussion on this, it was recommended by Zoning Board of Appeals that we kind of initiate something greater than 25 feet. And we were originally thinking from the center of the pipe. And so when it came to the Planning, Building, and Zoning Commission, which we're lucky to have four of those members here today, out of the five, We decided we would accommodate that 50-foot request by doing 25 feet from the easement instead of from the center of the pipe. And the reason that we decided to go with 25-foot barrier on each side of the easement, which gives you your 50 feet, is because the pipes aren't always in the center of the easement anymore. And there's oftentimes more than one pipe inside the easement. A&R Pipeline, which is a really big project coming through in the next few years, is adding additional pipes in some cases to their existing easement. And so if you're always measuring from the center of the easement, it doesn't always necessarily give you the same protections. And so safety is an utmost concern when having this discussion. But also we want to make sure we weren't being excessive with the you know, with the 500 feet, which creates a 1,000-foot barrier. If there was a pipeline accident, I don't know that you could ever forecast exactly where that would be, and it's a very unusual event to happen. The pipelines are known to be very, very safe. When there's problems, it's usually from somebody, you know, plowing through it or doing something to cause the accident. So we felt very comfortable with the 50-foot barrier, 25-foot rule. And any other discussions, questions, I'd be happy to add on. I think that basically covers it.
Yeah, Scott, go ahead.
So the rule that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission recommends is 25 feet from the center of the pipe, where there's no building of a permanent structure. So most of the easements in Kendall County are greater than 25 feet or at least 25 feet. So they would be within that regulatory requirement already, but they're from the center of the pipe. So what we're doing by changing this regulation, we're adding 25 feet from the edge of the easement as a restriction for building a permanent structure.
Also, it's from the edge of the easement?
Yes. The change that we...
From pipelines to occupied. So you're going from the edge.
It's 25 feet from the edge. The original text amendment that came out of the committee was at 25 feet from the center of the pipe or the center of the easement. The modification that we made at Planning, Building, and Zoning at our last meeting was from the guidance from, I think it was Zoning Board of Appeals, who recommended 50 feet. Well, the reason 50 feet is confusing, if we accept that, is there are areas where there's easement greater than 50 feet. And so if we have a regulation that only goes 50 feet, the easement's greater than that, it doesn't really have much effect in that area. And so by adding an additional area of a boundary around the pipe, they can change their easement and it will grow with the changing landscape of the easements and the area, but also provide, you know, a 25-foot barrier on either side of the easement. I'm not sure exactly what you're. I'm not sure what you're looking at, but in the packet, what page?
Well, no, I'm saying on the agenda, on the back page.
Yeah, I got it right here.
So
it does inside the packet. If you read the ordinance, we've changed it to approve 25 feet from the edge of the easement. No, it would be 50-foot additional barrier in addition to the easement. So the easement is something that is part of the survey and it's part of your plat. And it's ground that is controlled by whoever's, you know, enacted that easement. So if it's a pipeline easement, they have control of that easement, the pipeline company. This extra barrier is a zoning barrier. So you still own that ground. You own all the ground in all the cases, but you control that ground. You just can't build on it. It would be very similar to a setback from the highway department where you can't build up next to the road. You still own that ground in your front yard, you just can't put a house right there. This is a zoning barrier in it next to the easement. You couldn't build in the easement either, but it would be the pipeline company that would come and enforce that if you built within the easement or did something illegally within the easement.
Mr. Gangler, a real good example is if you built a fence 2 foot off the road. Obviously you'd have zoning and road commissioner and all types of issues very fast.
Yeah, and I think that's why I wanted to clarify that even with this rule change, you could still technically build within a principal structure right next to the easement on an A1 zone property because they're exempt from zoning. But where we will probably see a lot of agricultural zone properties become some other type of zoning over the course of the next decade or so. Most of these pipelines don't run straight down the property line. They run diagonally across the property. And if you take 1,000 feet diagonally across the farm, there's not much you could do there for anything, even if it's a warehouse or whatever. And so it's just a little excessive, the old rule.
Yeah, and the page 118 has the, it would be redline if we spent money for color, but we don't because we're conservative. You'll see the red line of what you were asking about. Brian, you got something else?
Yeah, on the seventh item in the amendment, the ordinance, it does say here to the proposal to establish a setback of 25 feet as measured from the edge of pertinent easement to an occupied principal structure. So
perfect.
There you go.
All right. Seeing no other hands, roll call, please.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
All right, very good. Any special committee reports? No. Liaison reports? Other business? Chairman's report, there is a legislative breakfast happening at Oswego currently. They schedule at the same time as we started. Mr. Gerritz is there to represent the Forest Preserve District on our piece of legislation for asking for a referendum to possibly get a sales tax and remove property tax and land cash. So he is there, and depending on how long Forest Preserve goes, I may get there, and Christina is gonna try and head there too. So do you have anything you wanna add? Okay. Under Chairman's report also, could I get a motion for the appointments as listed on the agenda?
I'll make a motion.
DeBolt and Kokel, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Public comment, if you have a comment for the board, you'll have 5 minutes if you want to come forward. Thank you. No questions from the press. Executive session, we do not have a need for that. Is there a motion to adjourn? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Is Rodriguez and Gangler.